The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
All right. I'm a little sad today.
Why?
Why?
I'm a little sad because this is Mel's last show with us for a while.
Oh, I'll be back.
Yeah. It's true. You will be. I appreciate it. You're a very busy lady.
I am.
So it's we only get you every so often. We get you three times this summer, which was nice.
I know. It's been a busy summer, but I've made time for you, so you're welcome.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got everybody in here, but all the former co-hosts except for Ted, who apparently has a commitment on Tuesday evenings.
Oh.
So he could not make it.
One of these days.
We'll get Ted in here. We'll arm wrestle him.
Right.
Well, luchador wrestle him.
It's true. Give him a lucha libre. Pele kick to the head. Whatever. Get him in here to talk about SummerSlam. That's what we need.
Yeah, SummerSlam, the whole episode about SummerSlam.
It'll be too late then. But WWE is coming back to Sacramento for the first time in God knows how long at the new Golden One Center.
Ooh.
The No Mercy pay-per-view in October.
Wow.
Will be there. I may or may not go because I went online to buy tickets and I refused to pay almost $20 per ticket in fees.
What?
Exactly. There were two different fees. One was 13 and change. I think the other one was 6 and change, and then there was tax.
I would never. Yeah. No.
Exactly. Now, normally, I just, when I see that stuff, I just go to the box office. But there's no Golden One box office because the building's not done yet. Somebody said, oh, maybe you can go to Sleep Train Arena. I have not tried that yet because I'm busy.
Right.
I'm going to try that. Well, by now I will have tried that. But I know it's weird. We're out of order here. But I'm going to go and stop by Sleep Train Arena and see if I can't buy a ticket for the Golden One Center. Hey, you inside the dump at this ticket stand. Can I buy tickets for the nice arena? The nice new arena?
The new?
You know, the one that's going to make this place obsolete?
It's going to make it the new bum den?
Make the new obsolete mule? Going to delete it?
I will not pay those kind of fees either, though. That infuriates me.
You know, if it were just the one $6 fee, I'd be like, okay, you guys have to make money too. But when you have two different fees, and it's like, no. No, that's too much.
Plus tax.
If it's a cheaper ticket and adds up to what I would pay already, then I might consider it. But otherwise, I'm like, no, hell no.
Well, when the fees on this, it was a $55 ticket. And when you talk about basically a 50% increase in the cost of the ticket, it's too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, Golden One.
It's not. Well, it's Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
It's
Come on.
Ticketmaster. I mean, they're no worse than Ticketfly or any of the other guys. I mean, they're just, if you want to not have to pay those, you have to go to the box office to get them. Or you have to do something like StubHub and get the tickets off of somebody who's like a season ticket holder or something like that. But so I'm hoping to go to No Mercy at the new Golden One Center because I believe it is Paul McCartney, and then the WWE is the first three things at the new arena.
I was like, wait, why is Paul McCartney in a wrestling
classy
thing?
He's the first act at the new arena.
I see.
So it's two shows with Paul McCartney, and then WWE, and I think Maroon 5 is coming, and a few other things, and then of course the Kings will be back to stink the joint up.
You know, so Maroon 5, I thought the Maroon 5 was going to be playing the fair. So
that's cold.
Zing.
That is cold, my friend. Cold. Mm. also cold. There's an artist who I don't know if you guys saw this last week, and I was mad because this is going to be an old story by the time we talk about it here, but there were life-size nude statues.
Ew. He's so veiny.
Of a poorly endowed Donald Trump installed without authorization last Thursday in 5 U.S. cities, including New York. They did it in San Francisco as well. The statues were designed by an artist named Joshua Ginger Monroe for Anonymous Artist Collective. In Declines, the Emperor Has No Balls campaign, They were discovered in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Seattle. The statues were made in the exaggerated likeness of the Republican presidential nominee and businessman, with some creative license taken in private areas of his body that remain a mystery to the public. It is through these sculptures that we leave behind the physical and metaphorical embodiment of the ghastly soul of one of America's most infamous and reviled politicians. In Decline said in a statement provided to the BBC, like it or not, Trump's larger-than-life figure in the world culture at the moment. Looking back in history, that's how figures were memorialized and idolized in their time, with statues. So they also posted a video to YouTube showing how they were created and installed. Cleveland was the first city to have their Trump statue taken down, with New York following closely behind. The New York Parks Department representative issued a statement that made a sly reference to the statue's missing testicles and underwhelming penis, saying, New York Parks stands firmly behind any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Wow.
Oh!
Bazing.
In L.A., people were standing around taking pictures with it. In New York, it was actually a Pokestop.
I don't think anybody's getting poked.
Well, Melania might be. So
maybe nudged.
A little bump in the nudge in the bump, or whatever that would be. Oh, yeah, it's time for this.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh. All right, I'll go first.
Yeah, go.
Why didn't Sacramento get one of these goddamn statues? How great would this have been out in front of the Capitol building?
No.
Right out in front of the Capitol. Big old naked Trump.
Gross.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been incredible.
No.
I would have loved to have taken a picture.
Stupendous. I was very disappointed.
I'm morally opposed.
I'm like, San Francisco, those a-holes aren't going to appreciate this. They get naked dudes running around the city all the time.
That's true.
When is Sacramento going to get something like this and then take it down?
I don't even want to express my feelings. I feel like I'll just get mocked, but I'm against this in every way.
It's my grievance, Mel. I'll be angry at what
care.
I want.
I got nothing. Then.
That's what I'm angry about. I'm angry that Sacramento never gets anything like this.
We never get to do anything fun.
Yeah, you know what we get? We get fucking sanctioned graffiti mural paintings on buildings. It's sanctioned. What fun is that? We get that and goddamn gang tags. Nothing in between. Nothing fun. Nothing whimsical. Just fucking bullshit.
Ooh, the painting underneath the farmer's market on Southside Park. That's gonna be very whimsical. And then there was a cool art installation behind the Crystal Ice building before it burned down. With a big, huge, like, mirrored, like, lighted thing that was...
Well, I want a giant naked Trump in Sacramento. Giant naked Trump.
You disturb me.
You know what we could do? I think that should be put in the airport and replace that stupid red bunny. Take down that fucking paper mache rabbit and just have a naked Trump there.
Oh, gosh.
Hanging upside down like Mussolini in the public square.
Yeah.
I think... That's what should greet you when you pull into when you fly southwest into Sacramento.
No.
Yes, a big giant one dangling from the ceiling.
No.
Fuck the red rabbit. Fuck the red rabbit is what I say.
I like the rabbit.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with America. You liking the rabbit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Make America great again. Just do it.
I don't believe this is a salute. This is not quite burning him in effigy, but it's close. There's no burning involved.
I hate Trump. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
And I can't explain it. I guess I look at it and I go, like, that's horrible and humiliating. And if it was me, I would just die inside. And if somebody did it to Hillary, the world would explode because it was doing it to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't see how it's any better, even though he's a horrible, horrible human and I hate him. I just think that's awful and humiliating and mean and gross and not funny. And I don't know why. Just because. There. I said it. I don't even care.
I thought it was brilliant. I think it's a brilliant exercise in political disobedience and free speech.
And why is he so veiny?
Well, because they're trying to capture
so
the ugliness
gross.
That you don't see behind the...
Oh, I see it.
Behind the $5,000 suit.
Blech.
I love that they're interviewing people next to it. It's just one of those things. Like, all right, it's a good time.
Yeah, I just want them to show me the genitals.
Yeah, he's got sausage fingers and a tiny ween is what.
They're not showing the genitals.
They're not going to show the ween on TV, Jason.
Show me the genitals.
You're not going to see ween on TV.
You probably have to go to like YouTube or something.
Yeah, there's plenty of pictures out there on the internet if you really want to see the fake ween.
I want to see the fake ween.
Of course you do. Jason, do you have anything that's pissing you off this week?
Oh, my God. You guys ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Lay it on.
I fucking hate Blue Shield. And I fucking hate Walgreens. And I fucking hate my doctor. I just hate them all. Maybe not Walgreens so much because it's not their fault. But Jesus fucking Christ. I'm 38 years old, all right? And I've had asthma my whole life. And part of having asthma means that you have to take certain medications every single fucking day of your life. Mm-hmm. And once you find a good medication that works, you stick with that fucking medication. Unless there's some type of crazy new drug out there that's supposed to be better, maybe cures your goddamn asthma. So I've been on a medication for quite a while that's been working really well. It's called Dulera, and it's working very well for me. And I started seeing a new fucking doctor with Blue Shield. I give him my prescriptions and I say, hey, this is the prescription that I need right here. This is what I've been getting. So this is what we'll continue using. And he didn't say that he was going to change it. Nothing about anything like that. All right. And then I said it needs to be, because it's a maintenance medication, I need to get it filled at 90 days worth.
Right.
Because that's the way that they have to do it, because it's a maintenance medication, because that's what fucking Blue Shield says. They're the other part of this fucking piece of shit story that I'm about to fucking say. So last Monday, I spent an hour and a half at the fucking doctor, and the doctor, I made sure that everything was done the way that was supposed to be fucking done, and I was going to run out of my medication. I knew there was these special fucking instructions that are supposed to go along with it, so I stay there, and I make sure they call it in and do everything there while I'm at the fucking doctor's office, so I can just go to the Walgreens and spend 5 minutes there getting my fucking prescription so I don't have to wait there. So, needless to say, I go to pick up my fucking medication on Sunday, and when I go to pick it up on fucking Sunday, Walgreens happens to be closed because they take their fucking lunch from 1:30 to 2:10. So that is what I'm pissed about, fucking Walgreens. What the fuck? I realize you have to have your pharmacist have to have a fucking lunch, but what the fuck, all right? God, pieces of shit, asshole fuckers. So then we have to come back. So we go, and then we spend the day out doing what we need to do, come back. We have to make sure we get back because they close at 6. So we need to make sure we get back to before 6. We get there, and they're like, oh, well, you need doctor's authorization. I'm like, I was at the fucking doctor last Monday, and they fucking authorized it. Give me my fucking medication. And by this point, I'm getting ready to get – I'm like almost out of my medication. I'd gone to the doctor because I knew I was going to run out. That's why this is supposed to be fucking easy. They're making it so fucking difficult. These fucking assholes. So then I go today because I get the notification. Oh, your medication's ready. I go in there and it's the 100 micrograms, not the 200 fucking micrograms. And it's a 30-day fucking thing and it's for $50. So if you get this math right, that means that I'm going to go through this order of medication in 15 days because it's half as much as I'm supposed to fucking get. So then it's not fucking right. And I know it's not Walgreens' fault, so I can't get fucking pissed off at them, and even though I'm really angry and I'm really upset. And then I call Blue Shield, and then I'm on the phone with Blue Shield in the fucking Walgreens for 30 fucking minutes while I try to get this fucking medication. You wonder why I'm 10 minutes late to the show, 15 minutes late to the show? Because I'm at fucking Walgreens because they can't do their fucking job. Fucking doctor. Fucking, you went to school for how many fucking years, you asshole? Not only that, this guy didn't even fucking talk to me. He was a fucking asshole doctor. Like, seriously, this guy was the biggest, like, he came in, I talked to him, and, like, he was in there for, like, 10 minutes with me. That was it. The guy's a...
There's so many of those.
Fuck you, Blue Shield. Fuck you, Dr. Alakozy. I'm going to fucking say your name because I'm not going to go back to you, fucking cock smoker. And then, and not just that, and then fuck Blue Shield because who the fuck, then they tell, like, Blue Shield then fucking tells me when I'm calling them, like, oh, well, the reason that you can't get your 90-day supply for the $50, for the $100 amount is because you're at a Walgreens. You need to go to a CVS or a Costco or a Safeway. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't you fucking tell me this the last time I fucking talked to you guys when I had this fucking similar situation? And I started going to the new fucking doctor. What the fuck? Why didn't you ever fucking tell me this shit? You fucking assholes. And they're telling me now, and it's like, now it's my fault? Fucking be up front with your fucking information. Sorry, then that's... So that was my frustration.
That is so relatable, you don't even know. That's managed healthcare. It's so aggravating. My doctor's the same way. I got a new doctor because my stupid insurance changed.
Yeah.
And she's just useless.
It's like that does not care.
Yeah. I know you're not hearing me. I'm talking, but you don't care. You're waiting to get out of the room.
Yeah. On to the next one.
Yeah.
And I get it. I know it must be tough. You know, I get it. It might be tough out there. But at the same time, you're a fucking doctor and you make a lot of money. You know? Right. I mean, like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm sorry. I like my doctor.
Well, good. I'm glad. That's great. Good for you.
Would you like her name?
And I was so frustrated, too, because I had the doctor that did my surgery way back when. She was able to see me for a long period of time, and she was amazing. But then when I had to get a regular primary care doctor, I can't have her. I can only have her if she's cutting me open.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. And I have no parts left to give back. I like everything else. So I'm not giving anything else back. So I got this new lady and meh.
I'll give you our doctor's name after the show, Jason.
Do you have Blue Shield?
Yes.
Which we'll talk.
We'll talk after the show.
So that's the problem too, is you get a good referral and you're like, well, not in my group. I can't use them. Yeah.
Well, it's I have Blue Cross Blue Shield and she's a delight.
Okay, well, we'll talk.
We'll talk after the show.
Fucking assholes.
Mel, anything bugging you?
Fuck, I can't follow that. Are you out of your fucking mind? I was going to whine about my fucking data on my phone. Fuck that.
No, that's here.
Do you have Verizon or something?
Yes.
You know what you need to do? You need to switch to Sprint or T-Mobile because you have
I discussed that with them, so they've been sending me all sorts of great deals now, Verizon, because I told them that was on the Verizon.
It's a bunch of lies. Verizon is a bunch of dirty liars.
Well, you know, I'm mad at them, but I'm more mad at me.
At yourself.
Because I'm one of those people that, like, I'm not stupid. I don't think I'm stupid.
Nope.
And I'm fairly successful. I have a lot of degrees, and I have a good job, and I own my own home. And I manage,
gosh darn it, people like
that. Yeah, and I manage my life, and I manage my bills. But I'm definitely kind of lazy and apathetic when it comes to stuff. And especially if there's, like, new things, if I'm not immediately, like, able to pick up on something or be pretty adept at it, I kind of, like, just don't. Which is why I stayed away from the phones for so long. I just thought, I don't want to know. I don't want to learn. So I got the fucking phone. But, you know, I don't understand. Like, I get it. If you grew up, like, and you're a child, you grew up and these phones always existed. Computers didn't exist when I was a fucking kid. Like, this is all new. And they give you the phone, and it comes with no instructions. It comes with nothing. You should just know, hold your finger down till something happens, or swipey something away till something happens, or click on the thing where there's not even a button. It's just a blank spot that magically, if you click on it, shit pops up, and you should know. I don't know. I don't know any of it. You know, I burned the phone up the first week I got it, because apparently you swipey things away, and nobody told me about swiping shit away. So I burned the phone up. So anyway, I used up.
Wait. How'd you burn up your phone?
Every fucking app on the phone, when I got it, I wanted to see what they all looked like, I guess, and I opened everything.
And they were
everything.
All open.
And everything was open for like 2 weeks. It just fried the fucking phone. And when I went in, the guy's like, you have like 60 things open. I'm like, no, I don't. Every time I hit the middle button and it goes back to the home screen, he's like, that doesn't mean you're closing anything. Yeah. I said, well, how the fuck would I know that? It's not here anymore, is it? Well, you have to hold this button down. Fuck you. Why would I know that? I don't. I'm an old woman. I don't know shit.
You're not an old woman.
So then I don't understand, I spent... At my office, there's a computer at the courthouse, but this computer remotes to another fucking computer, and somehow you're in a computer in a computer. It's like Tron. I don't understand, and I couldn't get from that computer to my computer, and I was all pissed off. But anyway, with my fucking phone, I used up data because I was using something when I wasn't on Wi-Fi, and it didn't tell me, and I didn't understand, and I used up the data, and then I called, and Verizon was actually very nice about it, and they did not overcharge me. They actually credited me all my overage, because I never go over, because what the fuck do I use my phone for? Like, Facebook, yeah, phone, a text message, and that's free. So, but the thing is, like, I don't understand, so I can't guarantee I'm not going to do whatever I did again, because I don't know what the fuck I did, because I don't know how the phone fucking works. Yeah. I am so, and trying to explain over the phone to these people, I sounded like such a moron. Because, you know, he goes, like, can you see what your usage is? I said, yes, there's, like, a wheelie dewy at the top, and if you poke on that, it'll drop some things down. And then there's another thing that slides across that says data stuff. And then it says, like, point something something GBs. And he's like, just keep talking. I know what you mean. I'm like, do I sound idiotic? He's like, no? I'm like, yes, I do, because you fucking paused, you shit.
Is it an iPhone? Is that what you have?
No.
What do you have?
A Samsung Galaxy.
She has an Android. Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's why people love iPhones so much. They're really simple to use. In that,
probably for a normal person, mine's simple to use. I don't know.
No, it's not. The Android, the basic stuff is relatively simple. You can really screw yourself up on an Android. They're just it's like any other computer. It gives you just enough access to really fuck you.
It's not that bad. I have an S5. It's not that bad.
And I had Androids too. But the one of the reasons people love iPhones as much as they do is because it's super simple. By comparison.
Yeah. It's frustrating because I know if I took the time, which I never do, like, I just don't care to. I could watch YouTube videos, and I'm sure there's all sorts of online stuff to teach me a million things. I just learned, like, four new things, and I've had the phone, for almost 2 years now? I learned four new things this week.
Oh, it's time for a new phone.
Yeah, oh, no.
It's time for a new phone, yeah.
No. I'm going to keep it till it just
disintegrates. Well, no, but luckily, you're lucky, though, now, because it is an Android device, and it's a Galaxy. Like, it's going to be the same operating system on the next phone you get. It's going to be fairly similar to what you've been using.
I don't want a new one. I don't want it. This is hard.
So don't get one.
Don't you?
You'll be fine.
Until I drop it in the toilet, it burns up. I'm not getting a new one.
No, that's what we need to do, is we need to drop it in the toilet.
By the way, I finally understand. Like, people all the time are like, I dropped my phone in the toilet. I'm like, how in the fuck? Now that I have a smartphone, I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the move is if you start to drop it, you need to smack that phone away so it lands somewhere else.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere but in the water.
The new Galaxy's other water, semi-waterproof, so,
What are you, are you getting a fucking commission over there? What's going on?
You never know when Samsung might be listening. And I could use a new TV, a new Galaxy S7 Note.
I just wanted the snacks that you talked about the last time I was here. I was just hoping for free that.
Ooh, yeah, the pancakes and the
want that.
Those are hard to find, man. We were at the Target. Leslie actually was at a Target, and they had like one dented up one, and she found somebody who's like, hey, the pancake in a cup, do you have any? And they're like, maybe let me check in the back. So she goes in the back, comes back out with two of them, two cups.
Yay.
And Leslie's like, is that all you have? And she's like, no, we got more.
I just thought you looked like you only wanted two.
So Leslie came home with 13 of them.
Yay.
The entire back stock. But they're on sale, too. So we went to the Target here in West Sacramento after we walked over to...
You should hook your co-host guests up with these, right?
Well, here's the problem. They were out of them, and they might have some in at this point tomorrow. But they had them on sale like 3 for $5.
I want the blueberry muffin in a cup.
Well, that's a whole other thing. They don't have those.
I thought you said they had that one, too, or blueberry pancakes
on Amazon.
Damn it.
Well, you can get that on Amazon.
Now this is my grievance now.
Just click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
It doesn't need to be.
Somebody out there listening, send me a present. You can send it care of the Nate Darling Show to Nate, and he'll get it to me.
Send it to the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Yes, care of Mel.
Yes, care of Mel Gelbart.
Because those bastards will eat my shit. Like, you can't send anything there.
Yeah, no. Well, they don't have a microwave, though, so.
True.
So you're safe.
Not that they won't scurry off to their little Midtown apartments and eat my pancake in a cup.
They can afford Midtown apartments now?
Damn you,
little
Claire.
Tiny ones.
Right. meanwhile, a Kiwi actor has a grievance. A Kiwi is someone from New Zealand. He slammed Aussies for being dicks, saying the entire country is becoming New Zealand's dodgy racist neighbor. Samoan-born Oscar Knightley, who recently appeared in a hit movie Hunt for the Wilder People, claims Australia is in close contention for the title of Worst Human Rights Abusers of the 21st Century, saying surely it's time for a quiet word. Good mates have to tell each other when they're being dicks. His comments follow the leak of thousands of indecent reports from the detention center there, which uncovered a shocking pattern of alleged abuse and mistreatment of immigrants. For some reason, he's wearing a Seattle Mariners hat. Who knows why? He also made reference to Australia's controversial offshore processing center on Manus Island, whose closure was announced the day after those leaks. A Papua New Guinea court had to tell the Australian government that holding people against their wills is, you know, illegal. While the actor accepted that New Zealand has not increased its quota of refugees for decades, he said his country still had the moral high ground over its neighbor. Aussies he knew were decent, but he said to treat people like this is not only un-Australian, but inhuman. So, quit being dicks!
Yeah.
By the way, and by the next person I hear who shits on America, who has no fucking idea what goes on around the rest of the world, who just lives in their little world of la la la, I read the fucking Huffington Post and America's a terrible place and we're racist and terrible. Fuck you! Fuck you! Open your fucking eyes!
Can they say we're just as?
No.
Damn.
Because we're not. We're fucking not. This, I'll go ahead and say it's overstepping to say America is the greatest country on earth, because that's kind of a subjective thing. But to sit there and talk about America being the most terrible place, fuck you.
Go hang out in South Sudan for a week.
Yeah, go hang out in the Sudan or be transgendered and fly to Dubai. See how that goes for you. We found out last week how that went. You get to spend some time in detention and maybe they'll let you go. Maybe they won't. You'll get the fucking Ryan Lochte treatment, because in Brazil, if you break a thing in a bathroom at a gas station, the security guard pulls a gun on you and demands money because it's a fucking third world country. Fuck you. Fuck you. America hating Americans. You self-hating fucking pricks. God damn it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the people who are on the far right who are like, Hillary is the worst thing ever. Is she great? No, she's not. And she doesn't fucking get it. And the people on the other side are like, Trump is Hitler. Trump's not Hitler. He's fucking not Hitler. Okay? He says stupid shit and idiots go along with it. That does not make him fucking Hitler. It doesn't.
You're not allowed to have two grievances
on
the show.
Yeah, I wish
it's
could.
My fucking show.
Oh god, I should have been Facebook living this whole like rant that you're having right now.
Because, am I redder than you were? I don't know.
But you were very animated.
I liked it.
You know, it's like you live here in this country and you have the rights that go along with this country. And I understand that there are people who don't have the same level of rights of other people, and that's not okay. But look around the world and with open eyes and realize what you're fucking saying. When you compare us to Sweden or Denmark, maybe we're not right there with them. But when you compare us to most of the rest of the world, we're pretty fucking good. And if you don't like it, go there. Go there and see how it goes for you. Just go. Enjoy yourself. Just have a good time. I'll be here in America. Having a fucking hot dog. There are people that will die to come here. Die to come here. Because they go, America is the land of opportunity and the greatest country on earth. Because they see movies and they buy into it. Stupid idiots. We know better than that because we're here. All right. Meanwhile, in Virginia, I believe one of the founding 13 colonies, parents in a Virginia town are complaining about a serial pooper.
What?
A serial pooper, Mel. Who's defiled a public park's playground equipment with defecation on multiple occasions.
I have a story like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, so does the news. Let's take a listen. It's such a big story, it was picked up by a station in Fort Myers, Florida. Why?
It's not unheard of for crooks to vandalize parks, but this particular vandal is both unusual and unsanitary. Kids who love going to one Virginia park now watching where they step after learning a serial pooper is targeting their play spot. Yuck. Arlington County Parks and Rec says human feces have been found 5 times in the last few months covered with a shirt or jacket. So when a parent or child picks it up, they get a nasty surprise.
Surprise!
I have 3 kids. One's a cancer survivor and, you know.
And they hate poop the most.
Into something like that, stick your hands.
His second line of his lower third says concerned parent. Oh.
Defecate outside, you know, is one thing, but then in the kids' park where kids can easily fall into it, really.
And each time it's found, it's reported and workers disinfect the area. Luckily, officials say this culprit has been.
It's not lucky, that's their job.
I didn't know it was so magnetic that you just fell right into poop if it's out.
Well, that's what kids do, Mel, don't you know?
Poop! I fell in the poop again.
You've just tapped into Jason's future.
Lots of poop.
It's true. It's everywhere. Meanwhile, I'm starting to change my mind about America being great. because this is news. Over in the Bay Area, famed American Sign Language using gorilla Coco showed off a new skill playing bass during a visit with Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's adorable.
And a video posted to Facebook. Flea shows Coco, the Gorilla Foundation's 45-year-old Western Lowland gorilla, famed for her skills in American Sign Language, storming the bass guitar while hanging out with the rock star. And let's see who's better.
Sounds like that's it. That's kind of nice.
This is the greatest thing that ever happened. this is the day that I will never forget in my life.
And then the gorilla smashed the guitar over Flea's head.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, America is going to get a little sadder for some people because Gawker.com has ended operations. It's been shuttered.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. The decision came days after Univision successfully bid $135 million for Gawker Media's six other websites, and 3 months after the Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel revealed his clandestine legal campaign against the company. You'll remember Hulk Hogan sued Gawker because they released his sex tape where he was boning his friend's wife at the time.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Mrs. the Love Sponge. And he said a bunch of racist things, too.
Yeah.
Which is really...
And this guy Thiel, like, paid for that, right?
Yes, yeah. He paid all of the legal expenses. And it essentially... It's done. Now, Nick Denton, the company's outgoing CEO, informed current staffers of their fate last week, just hours after bankruptcy court decided to approve Univision's bid for Gawker Media's other assets. Staffers are going to be assigned to other editorial roles, either at one of the other six sites or elsewhere within Univision. So the only one out on their arse is Peter Thiel, who, by the way, is getting paid for the next 2 years. I believe the total was $16,000 a month.
Wow.
It's not bad.
But he has a non-compete. So he can't go work for another website for 2 years. He has to sit there and get paid to do nothing.
I'd be so, so okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be all right with it.
So that's how Hulk Hogan ended Gawker.
Nice.
And by the way, this isn't a WWE song. This is a Rick Derringer song that they used for Hulk Hogan in the 80s.
Yeah, that's what they used.
Yeah, Rick Derringer. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Mel, would you care to grace us with a little small town news song? Yeah?
small town news. Everybody loves that small town news.
I appreciate that.
Here for you.
I'll leave the Hulk Hogan music underneath it. It's Marilyn Haggerty. Headline outdoor wedding in full swing for summer. They feared it might rain, but the sun came out in the afternoon the last Saturday in June. Then Mariah Pearson and Matthew Simonson exchanged their wedding vows in the gazebo near the Grand Forks County Historical Myra Museum on Belmont Road. There were 200 wedding guests, 9 attendants for the bride, and 9 for the groom. Jason, did you have 9 attendants?
At our wedding?
Yes.
Each? No.
That's a lot of attendance.
It's a lot of attendance. We had zero attendance, to be honest.
It's just you and her? The couple is among dozens who've chosen outdoor weddings this summer around Grand Forks. Sometimes it's the lure of beautiful settings, such as University Park, or the Hopper Danley Spiritual Center on the English Coulee on the UND campus.
That's racist.
Is it?
She said coolie.
It's the English coolie.
Oh, okay.
The Simonsons.
Not the Asian coolie.
Right. That's what I thought you said.
The Simonsons probably will wait until winter to make the wedding trip. That seems to be the plan of many who choose summer weddings. Some prefer outdoor weddings to capture the beauty of summer. Others make those arrangements when they find the churches are all booked. And still others when they realize that North Dakota's frozen over 9 months out of the year. So far, there have been 6 weddings at the Myra Gazebo, and director Leah Brzezowski says there are more scheduled in August and 2 in September.
Wow.
There have been weddings at the Myra Gazebo in October and even in January.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
And while they hold some weddings outside, most couples choose an indoor service at the Hopper Danley Spiritual Center on the UND campus.
What was that? The Hopper what?
The Hopper Danley.
The Hopper Danley
Spiritual Center.
Okay. Hopper Danley Spiritual Center.
Say it five times fast.
Hopper Danley Spiritual Center. Hopper Danley. Yes. Can't do it. Can't do it.
The facility alongside the English Coulee is mainly used by UND students, staff members, and sometimes alumni. And they have an option for serving food from campus catering. Well.
Oh, yeah.
I should have thought of that. Do you have any idea how much cheaper it would have been to have campus catering?
Maybe they have a pizza vending machine.
Actually, campus catering is not that cheap. If I remember my meal plan correctly.
Right.
I'm like, I'm paying how much?
I ate my money's worth, though.
I'm paying how much for this shit food? By the way, there are 11 weddings booked at University Park this summer and 3 in Lincoln Drive Park. 9 are planned for Sertoma Park, also known as the Japanese Gardens. And large wedding is taking place back on the first weekend of August in Riverside Park. By the way, no checks are accepted for a wedding license.
Cash
here.
Only, fuckers.
No, but there is a $2 there's a $2 charge for using a credit card. So it's a good idea to have that $65 in cash for a wedding license.
Boom.
They're issued immediately at the Tax Equalization Office of Grand Forks County. There's no waiting on that license. It's good for 60 days there. By the middle of July, 218 wedding licenses had been issued this year by the Grand Forks County. During 2015, 468 couples got their licenses. Here's the question of the week. Ask Marilyn, how many graduates were there in the class of 1991 at Central High School?
So specific. Like,
what on earth?
Where did that go? Okay.
There were 262.
Oh, it's a 25.
And around 100 of them are joining in the 25-year anniversary celebration. There you go. And the cheerful people of the week are Jennifer Lundy Elliott and Jay Panzer.
I hate you both.
It's never going to be you two, ever. You're angry, angry men.
Are we?
Speak for yourself, Mel.
I'm not that angry. I just get angry for that one day. Try not to be angry.
Yeah, or if you have to go somewhere for a tug.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, like I said, it's sort of the bit. It's a bit. I have to get upset about something.
It's true. I don't think I saw Jason mad for, like, the first, like, I don't know, 9 years I knew him.
Well, he was high all the
he
time.
He was high a lot.
And
but always in a good mood.
Because he was high.
And drunk.
I miss your loquat tree in your old apartment.
Oh,
had.
I know, right? That was great.
Wow. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Mel, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was great to have you, Jason. Good to have you here. Thanks for capturing. Were you Facebook Living when I was angry?
I tried to.
He got the ass end of it.
Yeah. Well, so I deleted it.
That's probably best.
It's the best.
Kareem, I hope your ass is treating you better by now.
His butthole's probably on fire right now.
That's true. He was on his way, and he got almost to the freeway and had to make a U-turn and go back home.
Oh.
That's right. His anus directed him back home.
Yeah, he needs to stop having that acai bowl from...
acai!
Acai bowl.
Yeah, the ai is when you're...
Acai!
Ai! That's my ass. That hurts so bad.
He needs to stop eating fresh like that place, yeah, man. It's like every time.
Yeah, you know... You don't want that. Oh, hi, it's an advertisement from Spotify. Get out of here. Yeah, you know they'd be around at some point. Anyway, hold on. Let me get some music to go out here on so we can wrap up the
music.
Yeah, we have to wrap up with some music. Oh, here we go.
You remind me recently, though, I told Paul I wanted a drink, but to pour it in a glass because I didn't like it in the can. And he thought that was the greatest thing ever, that I don't like it in the can.
Well, he needs to ask you nicely.
I don't like it in the can.
Well, that's because you're not excited enough when he asks.
He should have caught you after those two young ladies talked to you.
Right.
After the show.
Oh, my God. I bet you could have sat down and slid all the way home. You were so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take that. All right, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous Monday or not. I, you know what? I don't give a shit. It's the Monday Uncensored Show. I don't give a shit how you are. You don't care how I am. I don't care how you are. Let's drop the formalities of the whole fucking thing, okay?
Yeah!
Hey, how about everybody go get themselves a nice big coffee cup and pour them a big whole glass of shut the fuck up!
By the way, I will love you, though, if you do a big Amazon order through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlickShow.com.
Send me pancake in a cup!
It's true. You can do that for Mel. Get her a case of them.
Yeah.
And then she won't like them, and then she'll hand them out to people.
I can see that happening.
Stocking stuffers.
I can see that happening.
It'll all happen soon. All right, everybody, we're back on Wednesday. Hopefully Kareem's ass is treating him better by then. Oh, my God. It's the end of the summer.
It's the end of the summer.
It's the end of the summer. Will Sam return? The summer of Sam ends.
Oh, will he be back?
I have no fucking idea. I have not talked to him in like a month. So we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. Tune in next time. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. Until then, be nice to each other, fuckers.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.